Hello.
Hi, this is Vicky. Give me a courtesy call back from customer support. There was a message to return your phone call. How can I help you?
Yes. Well, did I order something through there? Because my bank, called. They refused the charge, and I couldn't remember if I ordered something. We weren't sure what it was.
Okay, if you give me your zip code, I can see if I can locate an account for you, ma'am.
Okay, it's 15222.
And your first and last name, please?
Joan Snyder.
Okay.
You know, you order stuff and you forget.
Yes, ma'am. I see we're back on the, today, actually, you ordered some mini pods. Paid the shipping and handling for some mini pods of $6.95.
Yeah, but what was the $29.95?
So you do remember the mini pods.
Yeah.
Okay. They came with it. It was a smart health watch.
Oh, so that was $29.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thought it was just one or the other.
No, but it was declined by your bank.
Right, because they didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. I was confused. I thought I was just paying shipping for the mini pods.
Yeah, they must have put it on there as you were going through checkout. A lot of times they'll give you an upsell, and if you don't refuse it, they'll tack it on.
Well, I didn't want it.
Well, let's see. Okay, well, all I see now showing is the $6.95 for the wireless mini pods.
Okay, so are we okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, all right, so then I'm not going to get the other thing, and I'll just pay for the shipping for the mini pods.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Okay, I appreciate the call back and clearing it up for me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.